I like your style, dude.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the wire.
Now, before the game, you might have heard the use of an unfortunate word, so I'll hand you over to Eamon.
I'd just like to apologise to anybody. I thought we were on an ad break, and I used a four-letter word. I'm very, very sorry for the offence. I'm sure I caused to some people. It won't happen again.
This is a public service announcement. Hip-hop is not rap, motherfucker. You think rap is hip-hop, cause you can buy it and take it home with you. Cause you can buy it and take it home with you. Hip hop does not wear diamond earrings. You are not hip hop if the clothes on your back cost more than the monthly salary of the people that made your clothes, motherfucker. And another thing. You're not underground if your friends and family know where you live. You must be out of your fucking mind. You must be out of your fucking mind. Hip-hop is not rap. Hip-hop does not make Kill Osama records. Hip-hop does not wave American flags when we get bombed. Hip-hop does not own American flags. Hip-hop does not join the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marines. Hip-hop does not shoot poor people in other countries on behalf of some rich crackers at an oil company, you brainwashed motherfuckers!
I come from the world of hip-hop. Of music, making a profit.
Stay rich, and plus we don't take talk from no man when we're gone in it. Yeah, my dapper all we build it is boom stars we use and couldn't kill it. One guy from Skillet, trust me. They couldn't touch me with their fuckery. The rough stuff we bust gets bumped in all countries. Touching all countries, hustling rap. Plus you know I'm into smuggling, smuggling back for real. Scene, so give me the green, I'm a fiend. One for big up on my ambulance team. We stay lean as we move that. We do that, we're dedicated. Take a boom style, I'm dub plated. Dedicated, yo. Big up skits in the mix. Plus Ronin got them Oriental chicks. I want for grips, easy Johnny, easy Johnny.
Indeed, it is a man's world, according to the legendary James Brown. But it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. That was very big of him. Welcome to show number 78, Groove on the Wireless. And the reason why James Brown was on my mind is because we started off the that set with Hot Pants Road, which is the riff from Hot Pants, which is another James Brown track, but it was with the JBs doing an instrumental work out of that. And there are many Hot Pants in evidence in the general location of Groovetown Studios, where this show is being brought to you. And then we tied it up neatly with a track from James Brown himself, which was It's a Man's Man's World, which I think is pretty early on in the 60s, maybe late 50s, I'm not sure. It's one of his first hits anyway, and it might have been the dawning of consciousness around feminism, but doesn't sound like it when you listen to those lyrics very closely. In the middle of all that, we had lots of hip-hop. We had Numbers by DJ Shadow. We'll come back to the James Brown thing. We had Numbers by DJ Shadow, remixed by Cut Chemist. And then we had a message from Double D and Steinsky, All Around Hip-Hop Is Not Rap. And then we went into Dedicated by Rodney P and Skints, I think. The London Posse, London Crew. So, oh yeah, the reason why, anyway, I finished off with It's a Man's World is because it's definitely a man's World Cup. And it just struck me when Soviet Pop the Engineer talked to me about who was I supporting in the Men's World Cup. You don't notice that when it's just called the World Cup. And I think we still have a long way to go. I'm constantly, on a daily basis, embarrassed by my gender, and some of the older generation just leave a lot to be desired, constantly referring to women as girls and all that kind of stuff. It's a bit embarrassing, really. I'd hope we could get beyond that in 2014. So it still remains a man's world, but we can actually certainly start using language and start addressing some of the other issues that underlie why that still is the case in the 21st century. People, come on, get together. Speaking of which, anyway, now we're moving on swiftly to another thing. Oh, by the way, this will give you a clue as to, in the Men's World Cup, it looks like Spain have just crashed out, losing their second game. So this is when the show is recorded. There's a lot of happy Chilean guys bouncing around on the pitch. A lot of great haircuts and a lot of tattoos. I think this year was really the year of the tattoo in terms of it coming front and centre. Lots more so than before. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now and we're going to go on with a track which is from Bad, Not Good. I think that's the correct title. Bad, Not Good. Anyway, they are a great band, and they were the Breffni Adventure put me onto them, and was interested in wondering when I was going to play another track by them. I think I played a track quite a while ago from them, but then listening to the album, I think it's 3, this is the track that really stood out for me. It's called Kaleidoscope. It's got an amazing bass riff somewhere in the middle. It just breaks down to that and then it comes back in. Anyway, this is for jazz fans and fans of good music, which is what you hear on the show. So that's it. Take it over, Bad, Not Good. And thanks to Damien for sending it my way. that is one of those ones that ends suddenly and might have caught out somebody who isn't as professional as Dr. Groove. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on show number 78. And this is Dr. Groove. I just looked up there for a second and saw Foster and Allen on the TV. And that can always be a bit of a shock to anybody. What were we listening to, folks? It's a reasonable question to ask. That was Fortet, who was remixed by Mosca, and that's a song called Sing, and he made it a bit more dancey, kind of a bit more in your face, boppy. It's an old remix at this stage, but I like it. And before that, we had Fortet remixing somebody else. That band was called Rothko. I presume after the painter, who I don't really get. So by all means, feel like writing in and explaining to me the genius of Rothko. Try and do it in 22 words or less, or 144 characters or less, or whatever. You can tweet it in to me. Dr. Groove is on Facebook. He's on the social Twittersphere. Suburban Superheroes is another way that you can find me. Anyway, you don't have to search too hard. You should be able to find me all around there. Okay, so two tracks. One was Fortet being remixed by somebody else. One was Fortet remixing somebody else. And then what did we have, you might ask, before that, Doctor? And the answer to that question was we had A New Error, that's right, from Moderat, from their first album. And before that, we had Kaleidoscope, which is the name of the track, and Bad, Bad, Not Good is the name of the band. There you go. Jazzy kind of vibe. So one of the other things that I've been up to is I kind of started a bit of a chess night on Monday nights in the greater Dublin area. And that's been good. And it helped me find a new friend. Like, I always like new friends. And this new friend then sent me a link to this band. They're called Girl Band, although as far as I know, they're all blokes. But I didn't do a check on any of that. And this is a track called Lawman, which I really like. And it'd be nice to get them to play live or see them live, I'd imagine. But I really like this. So you can get this, I think, on Bandcamp. So by all means, go and give them some money and find it, search it out. And this is show number 78. I don't know if I'm going to talk to you again. If I don't, enjoy the beautiful, wonderful weather. Maybe see you at some of the festivals, Body and Soul, whatever. Look out for me. I might play somewhere. You never know. Somebody might give me the chance. And that's it. Yeah. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.